This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 and a half of the hour now. How do you do? How do you do? It's Doug and the DJV gang. Experience intelligence and opportunity by listening to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Hopefully a little of that for me. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I was thinking about hope and how, what's the old expression? Hope springs eternal in the minds and hearts of some people. There's a difference. There are people who wish that hope bad things will happen to you. Or to some people, like all of the anger that's being aimed at Trump. Or, you know, I mean, you can name it. The people that were sitting in the table behind Jennifer at the wine tasting over the weekend. All of that stuff, there's a story there. Bad hope is when you hope for things bad to come true. But then there's good hope. And how we can see, sort of, if you're practicing hopeful, you know, most people think hope is all about being good. It isn't always, but most of the time, it's associated with being good. What is achievable? I saw the story, this was fascinating, of a test of swimming rats. And they gave one group hope in the fact that they were giving them food, as they sort of strung food out in front of them so that they kept swimming. They get the food at the end of their swim. And then the other ones, the other rats didn't have any food, so they drowned. They gave up and they just drowned, which I thought was an interesting analogy. If you give people hope that at the end of their mission there'll be something good, then they'll probably do a good job. Does that make sense?
Or if the food is tasty enough, you'll always survive.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a story floating around this week about the number of people from America who are fleeing, I love that word, to Canada. Because they just can't stand Donald Trump. So the numbers of people going north across our border have doubled since the beginning of January. Most of them are people that were here illegally and now they're there. Because Pierre Trudeau or what's his name?
Justin.
Jacques. Said, come on up here. If we don't like it in America, come on up here to our country.
Perfect.
So now there are stories floating around of what's going on our southern border because of Trump's tough talk. Put up we're going to spend, what, $1.5 billion to put up the fence. More people are going to be patrolling the border, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now there are more people who are going back across the border to Mexico because they don't want to, for a couple of reasons. Obviously, they don't want to be scrutinized. And secondly, they don't want to wait to have to cross when the fence is built. So if you want to come here, apparently, the Department of Homeland Security has found out that the bad guys, the traffickers, you know, the ones that either lead you across the desert or they put you in a truck or something, it costs you 130% more to do that now than it did before Trump was elected. The Homeland Security Secretary said getting into the United States now costs between $3,000 and $8,000, and the prices keep going up. So you want to come here.
It's down. Border crossings in February were down 40%.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that is that February is typically the highest month for whatever reason. Maybe it's the weather. I don't know. But it's the best month. I guess it's the highest crossings month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see those numbers in February, I guess, were a pretty big deal. They're pretty meaningful to the border patrol people.
Yeah. But how desperate do you have to be? If that's really the way you look at this, I don't know if there's another way of looking at it, please help me. But this seems to be a desperate move on the part. And I know some kids who are working for my friend, the farmer, up the street, who came from Guatemala. And one of them got into trouble and was deported. And in about 4 months, he was back. And then something else happened, and he got deported again. And I gave my friend a little starch for doing this, but he couldn't find any help. But that's not, you know, it's not the excuse, but it just is what reality is. And so, but the point here is that they were thrown out and they came back, It kind of reminds me of the story from Friday, Jennifer, of the illegal that got drunk and killed that woman. Mm-hmm. And Trump called her fiancé after
they
he found
right
out
that
they live
right down the street in Sylmar. Yeah, they're right nearby here.
Five times this guy had been deported. Five times.
It's really sad.
Yeah. So, I mean, these sorts of things are happening. But there is a decrease. The cost of smuggling and the threats, and maybe that'll have the desired impact. I don't know. There are a lot of people that are farmers who are wondering what they're going to do for labor. It's very interesting how this has progressed, and this comes from my experience. You've heard me talking about these movies that I saw this past month or two, The 13th, about 13th Amendment, and then more recently, last week, I saw I'm Not Your Negro, where there were, and this is perplexing, and so I'd like all of you to weigh in on this. I don't want to be too serious for too long, but the idea of having Mexicans now, or Hispanics, do what blacks used to do and what whites used to do. So, at first, there were whites performing these tasks in many farm, rural circumstances. Then those jobs, many of them went to blacks, and now many of them have gone to Hispanics. Why?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of people, like one of the silent groups that are kind of irritated, and they don't get a lot of play on this because I don't think it fits the narrative really that the mainstream news media likes to paint. But one of the groups that has been most hurt by illegal immigrants crossing the border is African Americans in this country, because they're actually getting to take advantage of the U.S. gives a certain amount of money to African American causes for slavery. I mean, we're still paying back slavery. It's reparations on slavery. That same money is now going to programs that include all of these illegals that are coming across the border. So many people have speculated that really the amount of money that should be going to black Americans is now being spread out into different ways. That was a big part of Ann Coulter's book, actually. Mm-hmm. Adios America. It was a huge section about that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it. I would like to have an answer for that if there is one. Anybody's got any opinions or ideas, feel free to jump in
Did you see the article in the LA Times this weekend?
I did not.
There was a huge thing about California farmers, too, just in, you know, period, new sentence, I guess, with this, that there was an article about farmers in California who have started to increase their hiring because things are getting a little bit better for them, but that they're finding that most legal Americans, and we always hear that this is a story where most, you know, that illegals will do jobs that legal citizens will not do, and I guess the farmers are having this issue that they can't find people other than illegals to put into these jobs, which is kind of interesting.
Was it because we've made it so easy for white people and, I guess, black people to sit at home and do nothing, and so this is where it's craziness, and hopefully there will be something done about this that will get us, you know, it's fine to help those
shift. It's not a program shift. That is getting people out of the mindset of just accepting what the government gives you and get back into the mode of working again, because there's so many people who say, well, I can make just as much money sitting at home watching Maury Povich than I can going to work in the field. So why would I want to do that? I'm not an idiot. I'm just going to sit here on my couch. And we've got to change that in the culture. That's a cultural shift.
When did that start, though? Was it with Johnson in that era?
I don't know.
It boggles the mind how this stuff starts and then gets old and doesn't change much. All right, 16 past the hour. Let's talk about something that is changing, and that's people's preferences for bedding and sheets. The folks at Parachute, who have come up with this wonderful bedding that we've been talking about because of our own experiences. Yes, I'm getting another set of sheets, actually. I think I said that on Friday because I like these so much. These people have figured this out. You know, there's always, whenever you market something new, you got to tell people what's new about it. Like when Buicks first came on the marketplace, you had to tell what's the difference between a Buick and a Ford. All right, so in this circumstance, Parachute Home Delivery and their sheets, what's the difference between getting a Parachute sheet and going, and I don't even know what the brands are because I don't necessarily shop for sheets. What are some of the other brands that are popular and use. What did you use before these came along, Victoria? What did you use before?
I think we had Wamsutta,
yeah,
which is a very popular brand at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, even I know that.
Yeah. Even you know that.
Even I know that name.
Even Doug knows that.
Right.
What other? And what was the other set that we had? Calvin Klein, maybe? Or
designer sheets.
Yeah, it was either Calvin Klein or what's the other? Or Charter Club. There was it was all from Bed Bath & Beyond. That's because it's just the most convenient
for
us.
Yeah, handy to go there. I remember getting sheets at Macy's. And pillows and that kind of stuff at Macy's. What about you, Jennifer? Where did you get the sheets before?
I would always buy my sheets either at Bed Bath & Beyond, like Victoria, or sometimes Kohl's. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, ask like what the difference is or what the word is. I just feel like Parachute's a more civilized experience. First of all, you go online, you have just a few options, different, you know, whether you're going to use a top sheet or a duvet cover and do the more European style. You have some color options. You place that order. Then when it arrives, you open the box. It's got this beautiful, all the sheets are contained in a fabric pouch, which it's amazing. Once you get the sheets on the bed, you get this totally upgraded, luxurious experience. I was away for the weekend, and while everybody was talking about how comfortable the bed was, I was excited to come home because the sheets are better on my bed. Uh-huh. And typically when you go out to like a high-end hotel experience, you know, not always are the sheets better on your bed, but right. I was excited to get home because they were.
Yep.
And the thing that I love the most about, we did laundry. I always do laundry at my mom's on the weekends. but the nice thing about the sateen sheets, which are that we have the silver or the gray sateen, it keeps that sheen to it, which is one of the reasons I love the sateen fabric. And a lot of times when you buy lesser quality sheets, they look great when you first take them out of the package, but then you have to wash them before you use them, and then it loses all that luster, and they just kind of look dull and flat. And these don't. These really it just hold up so well. And they're just crisp and beautiful. We got into bed last night and we were just like, oh, this is so nice.
All right, if you'd like to have that experience, then go online to visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Great company, wonderfully run, and that's what you want. Quality at the right price. You'll find it in bedding. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
To say anything, just listen to the music. Chuck Berry, listen to this. This is so, this was so Chuck Berry. All of the things he did was so Chuck Berry. Here's a guy that was a kid all of his life. He died over the weekend, for those of you who don't know. Referred to often by people from my era of radio. I started playing music in 1965, and I was for 9 years a disc jockey. I can't tell you how many times I played Chuck Berry's music. He was the father of rock and roll. He really was. And you've seen any number of obituaries over the weekend. He was a real rebel from start to finish. Rebellious music. I've seen a lot of great tributes to Berry since he died. He was very important in lots of different ways. Back in the early days of rock, Chuck Berry was supplying the backbeat to a lot of songs that you didn't know. Yeah, he had a lot of songs that he was identified with, but he was also in the studio with a lot of the other greats performing, because people asked, they knew him at the beginning and they knew his brilliance, his genius. Have you got Sweet Little 16? You do have that there, right? He did. This is Maybelline, the Sweet Little 16. Rockin' and Bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. Heart of Texas. And around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis. Way down in New Orleans. All the cats want to dance with Sweet Little 16.
Doesn't this sound like the Beach Boys' Surfing USA would never have existed without this song?
No,
totally.
Beach Boys,
it's like almost a blatant ripoff.
This was the first of the controversial songs that nobody thought about at the era. The things that I think last week or the week before, we played a bunch of songs that were politically incorrect. This was the first politically incorrect song about dating and making it with a 16-year-old.
Oh.
Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. He was the first guest on American Bandstand. And
really?
I remember Dick Clark, who it was actually Philadelphia Bandstand when it got started, because it was a local show until it went national a year or so after it got started. John Lennon said it shouldn't have been called rock and roll. It should have been called Chuck Berry. And he was a... People loved to get him on their radio programs. And he provided a lot of music and a lot of great stuff. There was no Pandora, no Spotify back then, and no social media. The social media was the rock and roll disc jockeys, of which I was pleased, but I was 10 years into it. It was the 50s when this stuff got started. There's no real disc jockey today. All they do is talk about Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. They don't have a clue about the music. They don't talk about the music. That's why people, the guys that run radio stations, wonder why nobody's listening to their station, because they don't have any good. There's one station in L.A. anymore. It's 100.3. They call it The Sound, Jennifer. And they play a lot of music from the 70s and 80s, but the jocks actually know what they're talking about, which is rare. Most of the people that are on these stations now just read cards. So anyway, this guy was the most important person in the history of rock and roll, in my opinion. And perhaps in saying that, he was the most important person to radio. I remember the stories about him when we get started. He would show up for a performance and he'd want his money in cash. In an envelope or a bag.
I've heard that story too, and it's true.
before he would play, he wanted his money in cash. And that went on.
Make sure those checks don't bounce.
Yeah, right. Anyway, note the passing of Chuck Berry, the age of 90. It's 28 past the hour. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren for the stable trolls. So I let out my wings and then I. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's BENETRENDS.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Four after the hour now. Welcome to the DJV Experience. Wonderful, memorable. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. From our vantage point here, we're in a great position. We love to make radio fun and informative. So this week we're starting a brand new feature on the DJV Experience. We've set up a special telephone line, and we want you to call in and give us your opinion on an important issue. Every week it'll be a different issue. Once you've voted, they'll have some very special offers for you. So here's the question for this week. Do you believe that you'll be better off in 2017 than you were in 2016? That's the question. Do you believe you'll be better off this year than you were last year? So you'll press 1 for yes, press 2 for no when you dial 800-282-2333. Easy number to remember. 800-282-2333. Answer the question, yes or no. Do you believe you're better off this year or will be than you were last year? 800-282-2333. 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Call us now and tell us what you think. The new survey from the DJV Experience, 800-282-2333. Tell us whether you think you'd be better off this year than you were
Last year. All right, so let's go around the room. Jennifer, you think you'd be better off this year than you were last year?
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Victoria?
Yeah, I think in all ways, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm right. getting married to the guy I love, so that's already better than last year.
Wow. Okay, what about you? Are you going to get married to the guy you love, Kara?
Oh, you know it. Only a couple more months until that's happening.
Really?
But yeah, I think this
holding out on us again.
I think this year is definitely going to be better, and I don't think there's much point in doing anything this year if you're already pessimistic about it.
I think you're right about that. That's sort of in line with what I said about the rat study before. Why would you do anything unless you thought you were going to be better off doing it? But it's kind of like it seems nonsensical, but let's see how people respond to it. Again, the number is 800-282-2333. It'll be fun because there's not only do you answer the phone, I mean, the answer to the question, but you get a chance to have some fun with some things that I think you'll find quite to your liking. Yikes! Did you see this? The guy who jumped over the fence at the White House was wandered around. For 16 minutes before anybody caught him.
Yes, I heard that.
This is what, the second or third time this has happened this year, and didn't it happen once, at least once last year, when Obama was still there?
He actually got into the White House last year. Obama's guy got into the White House.
What are they doing?
Right.
What are these people doing?
The Secret Service. They are out of control. Remember the stories about partying and the drugs and the sex and the everything. And then the weird selfie taking of Don Jr.'s little boy.
That was this last week.
Yeah, the couple of guys left the post to take a picture of a sleeping seven-year-old, which is kind of weird.
And then also
I heard, and again, I was trying to tune out this weekend because I was wine tasting and I just needed to get away for a bit. Mm-hmm. But I'd heard before I left that somebody got their laptop stolen and it had inside of it the schematics of
the
Trump
White House
Tower. It had stuff about Hillary Clinton on it. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. Speaking of selfies, there's a big problem in Quebec, which I wonder, under the circumstances, if it'll translate down here. Funeral directors, reportedly, according to the Quebec newspaper this weekend, trying to deal with an outbreak of mourners and family members who angle to take selfies next to the corpse.
Oh.
Huh?
Who would want to do that?
They hide their phones when they come in, and then they grab them at the last minute and posed. This is something that's been gone on. It's going to be nuts. This has been going on, apparently for quite a long time and getting worse. They stand in front of the coffin, open coffin, either at the calling hours or at the funeral, and they snap one last selfie. So, I mean, think about that. The selfie, is it about you? I mean, it just seems to me, I was thinking last year when the Pope visited Philadelphia, the news photographers caught onlookers waiting for the exact right moment as his motorcade drove by to snap with him in the picture as if they were taking a picture with the Pope. Is it because we're so self-absorbed? We want to be around somebody? We've got to legitimize ourselves by taking selfies? Well, even if they're not legitimate. Hello. This would be a good question for next week for our 800
On the pool. I like that.
Yeah. Right. Would you take a selfie with somebody who's dead in a casket? I ain't got bunga. All right. Speaking of the Pope, over the weekend, the Pope said to the Catholic priests, don't be afraid to call on exorcists. The Pope got a lot of attention. He's got a lot of views on Catholicism that are shaking the religion to its core. Jennifer, you might weigh in on this if you want to. You're our resident Catholic. The Pope told priests that they should be willing to call on an exorcist if they feel it's warranted, but they ought to make sure the person is actually possessed first, along the lines of the ancient and the practice that was outlawed by the church. The exorcisms that are on the rise, I think mostly in some of the Latin countries. Let's see here. Father Vincent Lampert of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis said, quote, the problem isn't that the devil has upped his game, but more people are willing to play the game. So as a Catholic, you support this practice, Jennifer, or not?
Sure. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
I mean, if the higher-ups... Yeah, I mean, if the higher-ups think that this is something, I mean, what could hurt about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I know people that act
possessed. There's a lot of confusion between this and mental illness. People.
Right. I mean, I know people that act possessed, but it's a little, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I love watching paranormal stuff. Like, I've watched every paranormal show that's out there and documentary and everything. And a lot of times, as a last resort, people will call in a priest. But one of the things that's interesting, the recurring theme there, is that there are very few priests who will even acknowledge that the Catholic Church teaches how to do exorcisms. Mm-hmm. And a lot of priests go rogue when it's a certain situation where it looks like, you know, a child is in danger or something like that. And so it's interesting that the Pope is even talking about exorcisms, because from everything I've seen, it's a sort of, it's a taboo topic.
It's
and
very taboo.
They just
kind of
don't address it. So I think this is kind of progressive for ghost hunters out there.
Well, it's considered to be part of the occult, which is a no-no.
Right.
For the Catholics. It's a no-no for a lot of Christians as well, who hear, even if I'm talking about something that's paranormal, they think, ah, he's going to hell. I don't want to listen to him talk about that stuff. Yada, yada. All right, time now for our food news, brought to you by the folks who are bringing you Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Yes, we'll have some tomatoes. All right, spelling bee. Jennifer, how do you spell tomato?
T-O-M-A-T-O.
Really? The plural of tomato, please, Victoria.
T-O-M-A-T-O-E-S.
Ah, there it is. I used to get that wrong all the time.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. All right, so vine-ripened Tasty Lee tomatoes. The ladies will tell you it's better the taste, the firmness, the fullness, the reality that it's heart healthy, all those things. If you're thinking about a garden and you're going to plant tomatoes, or you do every year, you'll think you grew these yourself. You don't have to grow them. You can just get them at the store because they're available. Tasty Lee tomatoes available at your favorite grocery store, but you can order yours in. The way of the world is that when you, let's just give you an example. Go online to tastywithani-lee.com, and you'll see there are all the different things you can do with the Tasty Lee tomatoes. But you can order them, and they'll ship them to your house. So you get them at the grocery store, or you get them probably quicker. They're going to be fresher if you get them at your house, because they got to ship them to the store, and they'll be out for a day or so. If you get them shipped to you, you'll get them that much faster. Tasty Lee tomatoes, healthy snacks, great recipes, freshness personified. Have I left anything out, ladies?
No, there's just, I brought the last three tomatoes that we had from our package of Tasty Lee. I brought them down to my parents this weekend so we could eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, my parents were raving about them. They're just incredible. And they're so sweet. And they're like a really dark red, so you can see that the nutrients stayed in
rich.
The tomato.
Yes.
You know, when, you know, that's something that you don't really see with hothouse tomatoes. They look that anemic, pale kind of pink color. And so my parents were just blown away by them. They couldn't believe it, and they went right to Wegmans, I think, to look for them.
Wegmans would have them, I'm sure, because Wegmans
has
a lot of this great quality stuff. All right, so check out your favorite grocery store. If they don't have them, ask them to go to Tasty Lee Tomatoes. You can go tastywithani-lee.com. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. tastywithani-lee.com. All right, the food news today focuses on the makers of Cheerios. Remember, well, maybe you don't remember when you were kids. This is the way I learned about Cheerios. There was a jingle. And that was always on the air, everywhere, on the radio, on television.
Cowboy Tom is a boy of six. He can rope a steer because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. He's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios.
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 He's feeling his Cheerios.
None of you ever heard that.
I was going to say that's from 1951, which is probably why none of us have heard it.
Calm down. So anyway, the maker of Cheerios facing some controversy. Remember last week we were talking about their Bring Back the Bee campaign? Because they said they wanted to help the declining bee populations. General Mills, the maker of Cheerios, gave out 1.5 billion wildflower seeds, which is supposed to be planted all across the country, to help the bee populations. But apparently, the company appears to have chosen a one-size-fits-all approach for the campaign,
instead of focusing on the region-specific seed mixes, which is what we know about bees. They are region-specific.
Right.
So there are certain kinds of bees in certain areas. It's like you get honey from the local area because the local honey, which is pollinated by local bees, is going to be much better in your dealing with allergies or whatever the nuance is of living in that area. I don't know if any people
right.
know that, but you don't get you don't use general honey made, or actually not made, but made by bees, but brought in from other areas. You always want to have
local honey.
Local honey. Well, apparently the same thing, and General Mills, I think, had. I'm going to give them a break here.
I think they made a good effort.
Yeah, they did. The seeds were chosen for how attractive their nectar is to bees. Seeds are not considered invasive. The company has been devoted to bee conservation for a number of years because they need it for their oat crops. That's how, you know,
right.
General, the Cheerios made out of oats. anyway.
It's too bad General Mills can't fight Monsanto, because Monsanto is the reason we don't have bees anymore.
Right.
Because all of
yeah.
their Roundup and pesticides have killed the bees.
Yep. Yeah.
So
but they don't mention that. You know, they're very careful.
Right.
Not
yeah.
to take a shot at them, which is too bad. All right. Let's see. In a moment, we get 60 seconds worth of an important announcement, and then the story of Butler's bulldog mascot, as we continue to focus a little bit on what's going on with March Madness, coming up in 60 seconds here.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, so who's got this one? The Butler Bulldog mascot into the NAACP basketball tournament. You couldn't get in. Why?
NCAA, by the way.
What'd I say?
Not NAACP.
Right,
she was close enough.
All right. So there was a social media campaign called #FreeBlue3 trying to get Butler Blue, a 5-year-old English bulldog, into the arenas to support the team. So why can't they bring him in? What's the problem?
It's a NCAA rule, the
yeah.
no live mascots. Well, they
right.
yeah, they say no live mascots, but apparently that changes or can change if mm-hmm. if the team can advance to a final round. So
really?
Obviously it's not a building rule, it's just an NCAA rule, which is weird.
So this dog serves as a recruiting tool for Butler. As a matter of fact, Blue visits the student if he's in the final, he or she in the final throws of being admitted. God love those bulldogs.
I'll but he increases their acceptance rate by like 20%
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, good for him. All right, 10 before the hour here with DJV.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is a mind maker, not a mind manipulator, but someone who's a mind stimulator, as much as anything else. As you will recall, Uri started out his career in the 70s, becoming famous for his power, his mental agility. He was able to bend spoons, fix watches, fix clocks, fix stoves, all that sort of thing, and it became something that he was noted for. And then his life has been spent motivating people and how to use their minds. And I think as we become more sophisticated, Uri, we encounter a lot of different things in our ability to communicate. I was with my grandson, Miles, yesterday. We took a train ride, and I watched him as he became so curious as to what he could see from his perch on the seat. He's a young person. And then you look at older people, people that are our age, people who are on the verge of being married, or somebody who's lost someone in their life, someone who's died. And you look at all the different things that go on in the cycle of life in what seems like such a short period of time. When you really go back, I look back at my years, you and I are the same age, and we think about things that have changed in our lives, things that are precious, because we realize that as time marches on, nothing really ever lasts, does it?
Yeah, Doug, pretty strange and kind of eerie that you brought this topic up, because we have a very close friend who is dying from cancer. And you can see the process of the body shutting down. And as we get older, you know, when we are in our 20s and 30s and 40s, we really don't think that way. We think somewhere in the back of our minds, we think that we live forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
well,
not
we do.
So.
In a sense, I believe we do. I think you do, too. We both believe life goes on and we do live forever. But the body, the spirit goes on forever. The body doesn't.
Exactly. And I have to again go back to Albert Einstein's quote, the incredible equation of E equals mc squared, where Albert Einstein proved scientifically to the world that everything in the universe is made from energy, and energy cannot be stopped, energy cannot be killed off. So that definitely the spirit and our soul, our energy, the body energy within us, the soul, survives and goes on to different dimensions. That's where we don't understand where it goes, because there is very little contact with the other side. Lots of mediums around the world who claim that they talk to the dead. You just don't know whether they're real or charlatans. But I tell you that every time a medium does a show, a lecture, it's jam-packed. People go there to see or feel or to be assured that there is the afterlife, that there is another world beyond death. And that's how it goes. We, like you said, life goes very, very quickly. And I wonder how that transition will be. A lot of people who come back from the dead, when their heart stops and they reactivate their heart, they tell of this amazing tunnel of light and colors. What do you think, Doug? Do you believe that there is life after death?
Oh, absolutely. I think there is. I also think that what we don't do here, and I'm starting to think more about it because I watch my daughter as a mother with my grandson, and I see how this child is embracing all of the challenges in life, from the learning how to talk, learning how to walk, and the amazing things that he's seeing that we don't look at in a fresh way because we're used to them, but he's seeing them, many of these things, for the first time, and that's how you know that he's engaged in this life, although I think he's an old soul. It's very exciting to see this sort of stuff, and I think that's the kind of things we ought to embrace, not worry about the end of life, but embrace those who are starting life and what. Go ahead.
I do want to assure all our listeners that the life after death, it's been confirmed. Life after death has been confirmed by scientists who have discovered that consciousness continues even once a person has died. And this was a big experiment, a large-scale study for more than 2,000 people. This is a British study that confirms that thoughts do carry on after the heart stops. This is amazing.
Now, the whole thing is amazing to think about because it runs against some people's religious points of view and that kind of stuff. But it really is fascinating to contemplate what you can do with your mind, as Uri just suggested, thinking after you die. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com. Check it out. It's fascinating. 59 after the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.